The difference between self-made and inherited wealth is not merely financial. It is psychological, behavioral, and often generational. While both forms of wealth can provide security and opportunity, the paths that create them shape fundamentally different relationships with money, risk, responsibility, and identity. Self-made wealth is built through value creation. Whether through entrepreneurship, investing, innovation, or career excellence, individuals who generate their own wealth typically experience firsthand the uncertainty, failure, discipline, and persistence required to accumulate it. They understand cash flow because they have worried about it. They respect risk because they have taken it. They appreciate timing, leverage, and opportunity because they have learned, often painfully, how fragile success can be. For many self-made individuals, money is not just a resource, it is evidence of problem solved and market served. This journey tends to create a strong internal locus of control. Self-made wealth builders often believe outcomes are influenced by decisions, habits, and effort. They may develop resilience because they have survived setbacks. Scarcity early in life can also produce a deep respect for capital allocation. Having experienced what it feels like to have little, they are often highly intentional about spending, investing, and reinvesting. Their identity is frequently tied not to the money itself, but to the capacity to create it. Inherited wealth, by contrast, is transferred rather than earned. It can provide immediate access to education, networks, security, and investment capital. It can eliminate survival stress and create freedom to pursue creative or philanthropic interests. However, it also introduces psychological complexities. When wealth arrives without the struggle that built it, the recipient may lack a visceral understanding of its creation. Risk may feel abstract. Loss may feel theoretical. Without exposure to the effort behind the capital, money can become normalized rather than respected. This does not mean individuals with inherited wealth lack discipline or drive. Many heirs become exceptional stewards, entrepreneurs, or philanthropists. However, they must often confront a different challenge: developing purpose independent of the wealth they did not create. Where self-made individuals ask, "Can I build this?" Those who inherit may wrestle with, "Who am I without this?" Identity formation can be more complex when financial security was never in doubt. Another difference lies in risk tolerance. Self-made individuals may be more comfortable taking calculated risks because they trust their ability to rebuild. Having generated wealth once, they believe they can do it again. Those with inherited wealth may either become highly conservative to preserve capital or excessively risky because they have never experienced real financial loss. Both patterns stem from their relationship to how the wealth originated. There is also a difference in narrative. Self-made wealth often carries a story of grit, ambition, and transformation. Inherited wealth carries a story of legacy and stewardship. One emphasizes creation, the other emphasizes preservation. One is driven by building, the other by maintaining or expanding what already exists. Ultimately, neither path guarantees wisdom or success. Self-made wealth can breed ego and overconfidence. Inherited wealth can foster entitlement or passivity. The defining factor is not how wealth was acquired, but how it is understood. When wealth, whether built or received, is paired with responsibility, education, and purpose, it becomes a tool for generational impact. Without those elements, it can just as easily erode character as empower it.